here's another opportunity for us to move ahead in the journey to personal wholeness through God's holiness. This week is a wonderful week, and this session of the journey, which is a very important part in how we see life, is going to be so intriguing to you. You're going to learn how to look in so you can grow up. The reality is, growing up in Christ is not always as easy as it seems. Sometimes we attend several classes, we attend all the biblical studies, we attend worship service, we read all kinds of religious materials and literature, and all of this has been designed that we can grow up in Christ. But I'd like to challenge your thinking this time to this week's anchor of wholeness. Instead of increasing all of the time in learning and accumulating knowledge, why not look at this week's anchor of wholeness, which says, increase the amount of time you spend evaluating yourself. It is a great opportunity to refresh your mind and your spirit. The idea here is that in order to actually go up, we may begin to start by going inward so that we can actually have an opportunity to refresh our mind and spirit, and certainly a refreshed mind and spirit leads to a better walk and a closer, more intent walk with the Lord. Looking at Psalm 19, verses 9 through 14, here you can get an idea on how important it is to begin to know our secret selves. You know, actually, the biggest fan in the secret society is our view of ourselves and how we see ourselves. Because we're the only ones who actually spend the most time with us. We wake up with us, we go to bed with us, and we spend all of our private time with us. So why not take that as an advantage that's been encouraged in this week's Anchor of Holiness? Here in Psalm 19, it gives us ways and thoughts of how we can actually begin to spend time with ourselves and really begin to be true to ourselves so we can get through some refreshing. You see, sometimes our spiritual and emotional growth, and our grappling with our past actually lies in limbo. It's lying in limbo because we haven't been totally purged of subliminal and dormant tendency. You see, what happens here is that we begin to lie in limbo. We can't even move forward. Sometimes we feel we're going back. Or even sometimes we seem stagnant in our spiritual mood. We're just hanging there in limbo. Well, I'd like to suggest to you that invariably this may begin to happen because you and I may not be totally purged or clean or evaluated or stripped or refreshed from those things that may be lying dormant in our lives and in our minds that can even be hindrances. And so what's going to be important is to know that when we spend time looking into the closets of our minds, we may even uncover the cobwebs of unconfessed faults and transitions and transgressions and sins. All of those transitions and transgressions, all of the things that we've gone through our life may actually be buried there in the closets of our mind. Learning to spend time cleaning out these crevices will actually lead to a refreshing of our mind and spirit. You know, if you really think about it, when was the last time you actually spent time evaluating yourself, giving yourself some positive kudos for the things that you do very well through the help of God, and then even saying, you know what, as in any natural evaluation on a job, we even find out not only the great things that we're doing, but we begin to target some things that we can actually work on to become even better at what we do. And this is what I'm encouraging you to do, that you take an opportunity to look inwardly as you evaluate yourself, looking for both positive things and things that are challenges, so we can actually begin to grow up be more refreshed, be better in our walk with the Lord. As you go through this, and as we began to look at Psalm 19, the thing that is particularly of excitement to me is when I actually got down to the 12th verse, verses 12 through 14, and it reminds us, and here David is praying, and he's saying, you know what, how can I understand, and who can I turn to? Who actually understands my errors? Who is it that can clean me from all of my secret faults? Who can keep me on track? Who can keep me to the point that I can be upright and that I can be innocent and that I can rid myself of all of these transactions and the transgressions and transitions in life? Who can do this? And then he even says, you know what? I want to be so refreshed in my mind and in my spirit that I want the words of my mouth, even the thoughts, the meditations of my heart, my feelings, God, I want them to be really acceptable to you. And so he began to ask me, as the words talk about, how can I get inside? How can I give myself an evaluation? How can I really look at life so that I can rid myself of anything and yet applaud myself for everything that has been great? And so he actually suggested through meditation that he actually began to look inward to help him grow up to a point. I would like to encourage you to use the I strategy for introspection. That is I-C-E. Now, when you use the I strategy, there's simply three things that you're going to do to get through this process of introspection and spiritual growth. I, the acrostic I, is for identify your faults and identify your strengths. And so the reality is that once you've taken time to identify these two components, you're going to invariably be able to move from your strength, being able to be the bridge away and across from the faults that you have. The C in the I strategy that I'm proposing says, confess your faults. See if there's any challenge, if there's anything that has cobwebs on it that's in your mindset, maybe even dormant or subliminal hindrances. Confess those. Be honest with yourself. After all, it's only you. No one else is evaluating you. It's only you spending time with yourself to look at it. So confess those faults. You know what? Because the Bible says if we confess our faults, he is faithful, being God, faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so then the E of the I strategy is to eliminate the practices, the acts, as well as all of the deeds that contributes to these faults. And so once you do that, in these three steps, you will find victory over life's perils and you will grow more freely. Isn't it just refreshing to rid yourself of vengeances and hurts and sins and oppression that you've borne? What you wouldn't do, really just like to be free of it all? Well, you can do that. Just simply take a moment to use the I strategy as you begin to do introspection and to move on. Allow yourself to heal. Allow God to heal you on the inside so your growth can take place on the outside. You can indeed be whole. You're going to be free, and I know as a result, you'll be blessed.